keep going. And we're live. Wait, no, we're not live yet. Live from San Diego Comic-Con. One day, I really hope.
One day that'll be live again.
One day I hope we're there. Wouldn't that have been awesome?
That would have been. Was anybody there this year?
No, it was virtual. I got no one excited either when I did that.
Oh.
Yeah. Hi, Jack. How are you?
Hey, Frank, I am good. How was everything going for you, man? How was your weekend? Did you finally get to watch some stuff? We've been waiting. We've all been patiently waiting.
I actually did get two things watched that I'm supposed to watch.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. And then do you want to know what happened?
Hey, what's that?
Jax's baby was born with a hole in his stomach and half a heart.
Oh, that's probably because his dad's a dick.
No, his dad's not a dick yet.
No, I'm pretty sure if you've watched any of that show, his dad's a dick.
His dad becomes a dick.
Well, he becomes a bad dad.
He becomes a bad person.
But he's a dick from the beginning.
Well, he's a little bit of a dick. He's a biker.
Yeah.
If you didn't catch that, it's Sons of Anarchy rewatch time.
It's exciting. Yeah, right after your Bad Batch rewatch.
Right. Bad Batch watch.
Oh, yeah.
Is what we're going to start.
So no Bad Batch for you. All right.
Bad Batch is actually, see, I did The Flash. I watched for love.
No.
That's I watched good. Through
Barry,
love.
Barry and Iris appreciate you.
I watched
and your love.
Through love, and I'm tired of love. And I watched He-Man, well, the Masters of the Universe, which we'll talk about in a little bit. And then I needed a break from love and from Masters of the Universe, so I went the complete opposite direction from love and put in Sons of Anarchy as the balance.
So you didn't watch Sexy Beasts, which is all about love.
No, I completely forgot what Sexy Beast actually even was.
Oh, well, I'll talk about it in a second.
Okay. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. It's good. Hi, Mom, by the way. The chat.
Hi.
We got I played a gig with The Zone down in Seattle City, last-minute gig down at the Wind Rift in Avalon.
I saw that.
It's good times. Those guys are always a blast. Lots of upbeat party music. Yeah. And Saturday, I did a bunch of lawn work around the house. And I watched some Motu during all that. I watched some Bad Batch.
Bad Batch. I heard that's really good.
It's pretty good. I still haven't gotten to American Horror Stories yet. That's next on my list.
Oh, no. Don't like horror stuff.
You know, Big Brother started last week, so I'm making sure I'm trying to get caught up on that.
Oh, just stretch a little.
Oh, they were on the Bad Batch.
Yeah.
I got a. Let's still watch. Yeah, watch Motu something.
Motu.
Masters of the Universe. Masters of the Universe.
I thought you were talking about like a Mewtwo.
No, they're very different. I watched Sexy Beasts, at least the first episode. So Sexy Beasts, we talked about it a while ago. It's imagine if you were, you know, an attractive early 20-year-old.
This is the dating thing.
However, you were dressed up like a demon or a baboon or a mouse. And you had to go on three dates.
Is it a weekly show or is it like all
No, it's a Netflix just dropped it all.
Oh, okay. So that
so
I
you
definitely,
can binge it. Yeah.
Okay. That I will definitely go back. Was it worth the first episode?
It was something. So the chick was a demon, made up as a demon. I mean she happens to be a model.
Right, right.
And then there was a mouse and a mandrill.
Mandrill.
And a dude like an ancient Greek statue.
Let me ask you this.
Two of them were British, and one was a former pro volleyball player. So very realistic for normal people.
Sexy Beast or Supergirl? Where am I going?
There's still a half a season of Supergirl left. So I would not do that all at once.
So Sexy Beast.
I would knock out Supergirl and cleanse the palate with Sexy Beast every few episodes. Wow. Supergirl is a painful watch.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It makes Motu look like an Evil Dead movie.
Motu. Yeah.
Still Masters of the Universe.
Yep. Still thinking it's Motu. Really hate that word. Really hate that word.
Kevin Smith's been calling it Motu for months. That's why I stuck. Oh,
yeah. We're going to talk about him in a little bit and how happy everybody is with him right now.
They're thrilled. He's thrilled.
Yeah. But the Comic-Con thing that I started with, right?
Oh, yeah. San Diego.
So we totally forgot that that was happening this weekend.
They didn't really advertise it very well.
No, this was the at-home John, right?
Because I would assume we both are pretty, pretty, plugged in to the nerd and geek.
For that, I am. That kind of stuff usually crosses my radar.
Yeah, I got nothing until like yesterday. I was like, oh, that came. Okay.
Yeah, because you texted me and I was like, oh, I guess I should. So I just basically pulled up a page that has a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, it was pretty random, it seems.
Yeah, so there was a Doctor Who trailer.
Not bad.
Okay.
Except for it's still the same Doctor who's not good.
Gotcha.
But new companion, so we'll see how this new companion works out. I'm excited for Jodie Whittaker to stop being the Doctor because I just think they've written her very poorly.
Oh, that's a shame. Like when Cobra Commander was the Doctor?
Yes.
Christopher Eccleston?
Christopher Eccleston was not poorly written. He was fantastic in the role. He just didn't know what he was signing up for.
Right, gotcha.
And he was like, oh, this is crazy. And it absolutely was. I mean, his season was nuts from start to finish, and then
I couldn't get through it. I was a fan when I was younger. I've mentioned it before. I'm a big fan of Tom Baker. It was my Doctor growing up.
Yeah, no jelly babies. It was definitely a little darker than the Eccleston phase.
Yeah.
But then Tennant really just brought it all around and was phenomenal in the role.
That's from what I read. It was Tennant and
Matt Smith
were really good.
And I'll be honest with you, I really enjoyed. Now I can't remember his name, Peter Capaldi.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot he's in it.
Very different Dark Doctor. One of my favorite episodes of television ever was one of the episodes he did.
He's the thinker in the Suicide Squad 2.
He is. No, it's not the 2.
I'm sorry. It's the Suicide Squad. That's right.
It's next week. I can't wait to get to talk about that.
I probably will go see that.
I will probably watch it at home on HBO Max for free.
I like the popcorn and the pretzel bites.
Yeah, I do too. I will determine from a watch on HBO Max if I want to see it in the theater.
Gotcha. Dexter dropped the trailer. Don't really care about that.
No, it's on my list to watch the original, and I still haven't gotten there yet. It was
I heard it was really good till the end. Like a lot of these shows seem to be.
I didn't have Showtime during that stretch, so I missed out on the Dexter phenomenon.
I missed out on it for lack of wanting to see it, but I also I was a big Billions fan, so I got Showtime a little bit for that. That was the
I think Dexter's on like Netflix now or something. Somewhere. It's on one of the 400 streaming services we all have.
If I tell you I'm gonna watch it, will you believe me?
Nope.
Nope. I can honestly say you're correct.
Yeah.
Let's see. There was a Stargate Atlantis cast reuniting.
Oh, that's exciting for you.
Yeah, I didn't watch it yet. I will watch that. Mm. Or at least I'll put it on as background noise.
There you go.
Yeah. There was a new Dune trailer, if I'm correct, right?
There was more Dune. I still am not super into Dune. I never read it, and I remember the movie, but this one doesn't have Sting, so I don't know if I'm sold.
I remember reading it in school, and I remember seeing the movie and not liking the movie.
It was a long time ago the movie came out, though.
It was. I don't know anything about the song.
Spice.
Yep, that too.
Yep.
I thought spices were Star Wars.
It is.
No. Spices for everyone.
Actually, a lot of Star Wars is ripped off from the Dune books. So.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I did watch the trailer for Star Trek Prodigy.
I knew you would.
Yes.
And Below Decks 2, they both have.
I did watch What's that Prodigy? Trailer.
I don't know what that is.
Prodigy is... I was not prepared for that question. So I believe it is coming to... This Paramount. Is a Just for Kids show. No, no, no. Yeah. Well, it was on the Paramount Plus panel. The cast of Star Trek Prodigy includes Kate Mulgrew, who was Captain Janeway in Voyager. She's going to be a holographic. Brett Gray, Ella Purnell, Angus Imrie, and a couple other people. Oh, Jason Mantzoukas is in it.
Okay. What's it about?
It is... Oh, it's going to be on Nickelodeon. It does not say exactly what it's about.
So is this a Star Trek kids show?
Yeah, it's a bunch of kids that look... From the trailer, it looked like a bunch of kids find a starship crashed on the planet and zoop off into space. And Janeway is the hologram on that starship.
She's like the Gideon. Got it.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Only without love.
Well, different Gideon. Right, yeah. Or same Gideon. I still can't tell.
Yeah, I don't know. Gideon's, there's two Gideons.
Right. One but the same Gideon voice.
Too many. Yep. One Gideon too many.
Yeah. I did see.
And I did the Lower Decks trailer. I still have to finish the first season. It's a really fun show. It's a really cool take on Star Trek from a different point of view.
Nice.
Yeah.
What else are you seeing on your listy there?
On my listy here, we got the Lucifer final season.
Oh, did Another they break show. That up?
Yeah, they're saying there's going to be a lot of surprises. Maybe some guests coming back.
The showrunner of Lucifer did say, speaking of what you were asking about earlier with the Pokemon, that he is developing a live action Pokemon show.
Didn't they do that?
Like Detective Pikachu, but it's going to be a show on Netflix.
Okay.
That's it. With the showrunner of Lucifer running it.
Is this Hero Bunny?
No.
That you're talking about? Oh.
No, this is in like early product. Like they just probably sealed the deal.
Oh, okay.
On the pitch.
Gotcha. This is Netflix's Samurai Rabbit, the Usagi Chronicles.
Oh, all right. Is that going to be like Samurai
Jack? Yeah, it looks like it's Netflix's Samurai Rabbit.
All right. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I did not watch that trailer.
No. There was some Snake Eyes stuff. I did not see the movie. I heard the movie kind of has been, you know.
I have heard nothing about the movie, which is not good usually.
I've seen it's kind of down the middle. Like there's no, oh my God, this was amazing. This was a good movie. And this sets up this, and this, which I didn't read what it sets up.
Yeah. Well, it goes back to though. It's for the diehard. Than the old school G.I. Joe guys, it's not Snake Eyes.
Right.
So, you know, you have to be excited for this new philosophy, and nobody in their late 40s and early 50s is typically excited for people bringing back things from their childhood in a new manner. I'm guessing I've heard that somewhere.
Yeah. Who else? Robert Kirkman was chatty.
He usually is.
Yeah.
He's got all the money, so he just talks.
Yeah, well, he's doing an Invincible live-action movie.
Yep.
That's going to be different from the TV series.
Well, he's that's been announced, though. We've known that. Right. Did they announce any casting or anything?
No casting for that. And the big bad for the upcoming season 2 is going to be Conquest.
Okay. I did see something about that.
And he said that he knows who he wants to voice Conquest, but he has not made any announcement about that.
Is it Samuel L. Jackson?
I don't know. Wouldn't that be cool, though?
Would be.
And he said that he's making changes to Conquest's story that's going to depart from the comics some to kind of update it and take it in another direction or something.
Well, you got to remember, a lot of Invincible was written 20 years ago. So.
Right. And he says he's ready. He's got seasons 2 and 3 ready, and they're going to be better than season 1.
That's fantastic to hear.
I hope. Yeah, it was nice to finally get around to watching that.
Yeah, it was a good show. I told you.
It really was a good show. So there's a prequel to Army of the Dead.
I watched this trailer.
Is that Army of Thieves?
Army of Thieves is about Dieter, the safecracker.
Okay. Right.
And it's set, doesn't seem very long before Army of the Dead, but it kind of, it looks like it's going to explain how he gets to the Vegas area and becomes known as a safecracker.
So I'm going to have to actually watch Army of the Dead soon.
Yeah. And again, not really a zombie movie, so you're okay.
Oh, that's good. Let's see.
It's a heist movie that might be kind of a zombie movie. It's also kind of a love story, but it's really more of a action movie.
Okay. More love. Did you, was there anything that I know I glossed over a bunch of that stuff. And
I mean, there's a bunch of Walking Dead stuff that came out.
Ooh.
There's trailers for the final season of Walking Dead, the first part. That comes out in like 2 weeks. It looks good. Look, they're going to tie a lot of stuff up, it seems like. Then you have the and it's there's not a lot to tie up, right? It's not like Lost where there was mysteries all the time. It's been just an ongoing story where like things evolve and things happen and you move on to the next phase.
Is there a smoke monster?
Nope.
I don't want to watch it.
I'm out. Fear the Walking Dead has had a couple pretty cool trailers. I mean, the cast is so good. Even though they've changed the cast some. It's very little zombie. There is one zombie for about half a second in the trailers. Stuck underneath a shopping cart.
But they're not Walking Dead then.
The Walking Dead?
But how do you fear the Walking Dead that's stuck under a shopping cart?
But are the Walking Dead the zombies or is it the people?
Ooh, that's good. That's good.
And you get like Jenna Elfman and David Carradine hanging out as like a duo this season.
Okay.
Which is a great, the two of them are great together.
I remember her. She was the angel in Can't Buy Me Love, not Can't Buy Me Love, on Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah, and he was Kung Fu in Legend of Kung Fu.
She was also in a much bigger TV series, but I went to.
She was in a few. One or
wasn't
two.
She in Dharma and Greg?
She wasn't Dharma and Greg.
She wasn't Greg, right?
No.
Not this time.
No. And we also had Beyond the Walking Dead.
Really?
Yeah, that comes out on October 2nd. The other one, Fear, comes out like the middle of October.
Why don't they just all be one show?
Because they're all totally different areas of the country. Beyond the Walking Dead, set later in the timeline after kids have like grown up through the apocalypse,
mm-hmm.
And are now like teenagers and young adults, and it's their journey. That show is actually a 2-season limited series, and it's great. This is the second season, so it'll like wrap it up.
Is it their journey where an EMP shut off all the power on the planet and we have to find a way to get
it
back?
Not Revolution, no.
Damn.
It's very similar, honestly. This season 2, mm-hmm. It has all the Revolution vibes because it's a pair of kids looking for their dad.
I should go back and watch that.
Revolution was a great show.
Revolution was a really good
show. The ending
was
no good, though.
No, they knew that they had nothing in the tank. And they
that was where I met Moff Gideon. He was on that show.
Yes. Yes, there was a couple people on that show. The one, I forget her name, but she was in The League.
You're doing a great
dude's
job.
Wife, the dude's wife in The League. Didn't you watch The
League?
I
know the show.
Right.
But
Katie Ackleton, I think his name is. Asselton, maybe? Now I'm going to have to look it up while we're doing this. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that's all the Walking Dead stuff that I have. They were all very good shows. They all look like they're going to be great going forward. Tracy Spordakos.
Yeah. Billy Burke.
Billy Burke. Giancarlo Esposito. Zach Orth.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Mitchell from Lost.
Elizabeth Mitchell is in it. J.D. Pardo, who is in The Mayans.
Stephen Collins was in that show.
We don't talk about him anymore, do we?
Collins? Nope.
You're right. That's a good call. Daniela Alonso?
I'm looking up her. Why I know her, but I should know her, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of really good people on that show.
I want to know who the chick was. I'm pretty sure.
Kim River?
No. Leslie Hope?
It's not Kim River?
No. I don't think it is.
Yeah, Zeljko Ivanic was in that movie, too, in that show, too.
There's a lot of people in this.
Who it has a lot of Sons of Anarchy people. I guess you'll see them during your rewatch.
I like that show. I'm gonna tell you the chick's name in a second as soon as I get to the damn thing.
I don't think that she was in the league.
She was Katie Asselton was in she played Jenny in the league, and she also played. She was in it, but she wasn't in the first season. Yes, Duncan Page. She played. She came in 2014 and was in two episodes.
Oh well, that's not really on the show then. That's that's like saying that Don Cheadle was a guest star.
Hi, Josh from the Land Down Under.
It's like saying that Don Cheadle was a guest star on Falcon and Winter Soldier and Carl Lumley.
Right, he won the Emmy.
Doesn't qualify for a recurring supporting actor or anything.
No, he won the Emmy.
Oh, and Ted Lasso came back out too.
Oh,
yes. Fantastic first episode for Ted Lasso.
I can't wait to see that show.
It's so good. That should be your palate cleanser from Supergirl. Before Sexy Beasts.
Before Sexy Beasts. So I got Friday Night Light news.
Oh, do you? That's exciting.
You. We're coming up on the 15th anniversary of Friday Night Lights, the TV show. We made an affiliate on Twitch. Do we have an affiliate?
No, they're an affiliate. They made affiliate level on Twitch.
Oh, crap. That's awesome. Congratulations, man. Congratulations.
What's their page?
What's your page for Twitch?
Throw it in the chat. We'll make sure we shout it out.
Throw it in the chat. Give it a bump. Connie Britton, she played Tammy Taylor, and she also played in the movie. She doesn't think a reboot with the current cast would work. I don't know why you would reboot a series like that with the current cast. I don't know why they asked her to reboot with the current cast.
Well, you could keep some, right? I don't know. I would assume he could still.
No.
I don't know if he died. Oh, all right. Shakespeare.
Josh, I didn't even recognize your name. That's my friend from when we played Destiny together. Twitch.tv/Shakespeare. There it is right there in the chat for you. Shakespeare spelled S-H-K-S-P-E-A-R. Big gamer. Big time gamer.
Nice.
Big time gamer. He was in Japan for a little bit. Now he's down in Australia, apparently. Good for you, man.
That's pretty awesome.
Marines. There's no stories in that show that you could finish.
Well, so what I'm saying, right? Couldn't the coach and the wife be brought back?
No. I mean, they moved to Philly.
There's no football in Philly?
No. I mean, what's funny is, not that I want to go off on that show, but
really,
the series finale of that show was shot in Northeast Philly at Frankford Stadium, which is not really a stadium, but it is. My dad was working at an auto parts store, right? Couple blocks away from it, and he was telling me the one time about all these lights that were up, and he's like, I don't know, I think it's some TV show, and I'm like, you're kidding me, man? Kyle Chandler was right there. I could have gone and said, hey, what's up? We would have been friends.
You probably would have. You could have talked to him about that show with the newspaper.
Right? What newspaper? Is that the one where he's
in his show, his first show.
And the one in Florida?
I don't know. What was it called? Closed Caption or Total Recall or Remember Yesterday? So did they talk about a Battlestar Galactica reboot? I mean, we got one coming.
I don't know if they talked about it at Comic-Con this time.
I don't think they did. I haven't heard any casting news or anything for it. It's been very quiet.
Yeah, I know they're supposed to reboot it. And they're supposed to tell some kind of a different story, I guess, about not the Galactica, but no, we mentioned, let's see. Yeah, no, there hasn't been anything since March what happened in March? I know we talked about it. Somebody left the show.
The head writer left the
show. Yeah. Michael Leslie, who was set to create, write, and executive produce, along with acting as showrunner, left the project back in March. That sucks. I was kind of looking forward to that one.
Oh, Steel City Con's happening soon too, Charles is saying, huh? It's exciting. I don't think either one of the – I think there's a Philly one happening out at our convention center at Oaks. Early Edition was the name of that show I was thinking of.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
He'd get tomorrow's newspaper today.
Oh.
And that was the show. Every morning he'd go and check his stoop and he'd see it. And he'd have to go stop that headline from being the one that happened. And save somebody.
All right, hey, Josh. Thanks for popping in.
Thanks for your service too, man.
Yes, thank you much. Steel City Con, that'll be cool. What's that, August? I know PAX Unplugged is coming. I'm going to that. That's actually, that starts on my birthday, December 10th.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll be going to the PAX.
Yeah, and Philly Comic Con is going to happen. I believe it's going to be, like I said, out of Oaks, though.
Yeah, the Oaks one.
Oh, Kurt Angle, Mick Foley, and Robert Englund are going to be there.
That Comic-Con's been getting a lot more bigger names.
What, Philly or Steel City?
The Oaks one, the one out in Oaks.
Well, that's the Philly one is moving from Philly Convention Center to Oaks because it's more spread out.
Gotcha.
Makes sense. Not as many restrictions as Philly. So we'll see what happens with that one, or if everything will be restricted
Oaks
again.
Oaks is a hike.
Yeah, it's not so bad.
No.
Anyway. All right. Well, that was Comic-Con. I think we...
I know they did mention Wheel of Time. Wheel of Time finally got a release area. It's a release area. So it's coming in November.
Of what year?
Of this year.
That's exciting. Season one. Keystone was canceled, Charles, but there's another Philly one, too, that's coming soon.
Season one... Definitely in November, season two, they're writing. So basically it's 14 books, and the showrunner, Rafe Judkins, who actually was part of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I think he was a writer on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., he's a huge, huge Wheel of Time fan, and he says he's basically mapped out 8 seasons, loosely. So he kind of has a beginning. I mean, there's a definite end in the book. There's a way that, you know, the whole thing ends. So he's going to condense 14 books into 8 seasons, which
it's a bold prediction. You're going to get 8 seasons.
Yeah. It's
a manifest thought they were going to get 6.
It's Amazon. So, I mean, they're throwing a ton of money at Lord of the Rings. They've got this,
that's all write-offs. They make all their money in toilet paper.
Well, yeah, and the stuff that's coming to my house later. they have, so there's a couple of those books that you can kind of squeeze into one book. They're just really long, and there's a lot of...
There's a lot of different paths, right, you're saying?
Yeah, there's a lot of different characters that go in a lot of different ways before they all kind of start intersecting back and meeting up. And there's a lot of times where he spends 3 pages describing clothing and you can chop a lot of the bloat off of a series like that. It's kind of the way Game of Thrones chopped season 8.
Yeah.
And introduced warp technology and transporters.
It was a way to get out of it with less than 10 episodes last season. Anyway.
Today is the 26th of July. On the 27th of July, we're getting a Ghostbusters Afterlife Trailer 2.
Oh.
So for us, it's tomorrow. For those listening to this, the trailer has already been out, and we'll talk about that next episode.
It's exciting.
Danny's very excited.
I bet he is. Yeah. Almost as excited as he was for Masters of the Universe. So we'll see. We'll see how the Ghostbusters goes for him.
You know, I want to get into that. I want to wait a little on that.
That's fine. Sometime we'll get to it. I do want to say, if you want to waste an hour of your life, there is Marvel Assembled or Disassembled or whatever it's called for Loki.
Is that the behind?
It gives you zero insights into the show.
Really?
Yeah, and a little bit. Tom Hiddleston is very funny. On it, and Owen Wilson is very funny on it. And that's about the extent of it.
Wow. So not a good behind the scenes. Now, is it maybe, do you think, because they can't reveal anything kind of coming down the line, or just they got lazy?
No, just there was a few minutes of the Falcon and Winter Soldier one I was impressed by.
Mm-hmm.
Some cool stuff in the WandaVision one, but overall they've been pretty disappointing as somebody that typically enjoys behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, I normally enjoy that kind of stuff too.
I don't think they found the balance of like hang out with the characters and comic book backstory and actual behind the scenes cool stuff. Like I would take like 10 minutes of blooper reel in those shows. Just give me that.
Right. I would take,
you know what I mean? But you don't get any of that even. It's very scripted.
Gotcha. Scripted funny.
You don't get Miss Minute. Like I want a backstory on Miss Minutes. If you're going to like, give me that, right? Like
maybe there's more for her to come.
There might be,
you know, there was something else announced at Comic-Con and I guess this slipped under the radar. Blade Runner Black Lotus.
Oh God. Is that a video game? Is that a movie?
No,
is that
it's going to be a new anime from Adult Swim and Crunchyroll. It's going to be set between the two movies.
I would have to watch either movie to know when that is.
Honestly, really weird is I didn't watch the first Blade Runner either. And it's like supposed to be this defining science fiction thing of my youth.
I think it's I don't know which one to watch.
Well, you have to watch the second one, the first one, then you can watch the Ryan Gosling one.
No, but there's a director's version or not.
Oh, always good deal about.
But there was a big deal about if the director's was actually better for Blade Runner.
Well, this anime is getting it's 13 episodes dropping in the fall. There's some Josh Duhamel's in it. He found work after Jessica Henwick. Peyton List from Cobra Kai with the horrible blonde wig. The worst blonde wig ever in the history of ever.
Yeah.
Henry Zerny, Brian Cox, Wes Bentley, and Barkhad Abdi.
It's a good voice cast. I mean, Josh Henwick's from Iron Fist.
Right. Barkhad was in Captain Phillips.
Okay.
And he was in Blade Runner. Oh, okay. So I guess he was in the
second one.
Gosling Blade Runner. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not interested in it. I just thought it would be something to throw up there. This is a little offbeat, but because this week, LeVar Burton, better known as Geordi from Star Trek The Next Generation, or the Reading Rainbow guy if you're into that, he's hosting Jeopardy.
Nice.
Yes. And he, after his first episode was done taping, his wife was there and he went backstage and he asked his wife how did you do? And she went, eh. So he said he kind of relaxed and was more himself and had a little more fun with it. So I have, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I said, I have a quick list of all the hosts so far.
And I watched the first stretch. I used to watch almost every night. I used to watch Jeopardy, and
I loved watching it.
Some of the hosts I just have no interest in seeing.
All right, we'll run through the hosts real fast. I want your yes or no. Katie Couric.
She was not good.
Okay. Dr. Oz.
Won't watch him.
Internet did not like that at all.
He's a scumbag.
Aaron Rodgers.
He was fine.
Yeah, I watched a little. He wasn't bad. He actually apparently did a lot of preparation for this.
Yeah.
Since he's not going to be playing football soon. Yeah. Anderson Cooper.
He was okay.
Okay. Bill Whitaker.
I didn't watch him. Oh, wait. No. Is he the producer?
No, he's the correspondent from 60 Minutes.
Oh, no. I did not watch him.
Buzzy Cohn from the tournament.
Well, Buzzy Cohn just did the Tournament of Champions.
Yes.
For them. He didn't do the regular show. He's fine. I mean, he's good.
Mayim Bialik.
She was Mayim Bialik.
Bialik.
Blossom.
Yes, Blossom.
And she was phenomenal.
That's what I heard. I heard she was really good.
She's
really
smart enough to school all of the contestants. It was fantastic to watch.
Well, yeah. She's got a PhD in neuroscience.
Yeah. She's brilliant.
Yeah.
But she was great. I would watch her host Jeopardy every night.
Savannah Guthrie.
I didn't watch her, but eh.
Yeah. She's the co-anchor of NBC's Today. Yeah.
I know who she is. She's
Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
I did not watch any of him either. I don't mind him, but he has that air of I know more than you. So actually, I know I did watch a little bit of him. And he was like making a point to like not read off the cards with the answers and the facts.
Oh, because like,
why didn't you know this?
Because like
I was like,
George Stephanopoulos.
I heard a little bit of his. He's fine.
Robin Roberts. I would have liked to have seen her. I feel like she would have been pretty good.
Did she already go?
Robin Roberts is the 19th to the 23rd of July. So yeah.
Okay.
These are all previous. I haven't gotten up. Like LeVar Burton is the current
right.
from today. Well,
you missed Ken Jennings to start.
To the 30th. That hasn't been that well. That's weird. Is that's not on this list that I know. Ken Jennings did the first like month, right?
Yeah. He had a rough start, but he really found his way and did. I hope he ends up with the gig. He really found his spot.
Then see, after LeVar, we have David Faber.
Okay.
He's a co-anchor of CNBC's Squawk on the Street.
Nope.
From August 9th to August 13th, Philadelphia's favorite Joe Buck.
Joe Buck will do great.
Joe Buck will do great, and Philadelphia will hate every moment of it. Because
yeah, I never liked Joe Buck because, you know, as a Philly sports fan. Yes. And I didn't like the Joe Buck show either. However, I listened to a podcast with the guy, an interview with him. I forget who did it. And I was sold. I was in. I was like, I'm on the Joe Buck fan club now.
As long as he's not doing something sports related that has to do with my city, I can take him a little bit.
I'm intrigued. I would watch him.
Yeah, I would. I'm curious.
Because he went like all in, came clean about his hair plug addiction.
He had a hair plug addiction?
Oh, my God. Yeah. he'll tell the story. He wrote a book. It talked about in his book, but like he got addicted to hair plugs in like the mid-90s.
How did he get addicted to hair plugs?
He was losing his hair and started freaking out and just kept going and getting more and more treatments. And like it was bad. Like they were like pulling out and because it was early in the days of hair plugs.
Right.
So they were not healthy or good. Oh, it was it's a fascinating story about him though. And he'll get real about it. It's pretty interesting to listen to.
That's kind of funny actually. I'm gonna save the He-Man stuff for near the end because we don't have a whole ton of lot left, but I wanna spend a couple minutes on the He-Man stuff.
Yeah.
That way if the people that are watching haven't seen it yet, they'll know.
Well, you did. I know you have something else, but you watched The Flash finally.
I did. I was just going into the DC side of stuff. You are like, it's like you're reading off the paper I have in front of me.
Only there was a paper in front of me. I could
send it to you, but then you wouldn't be surprised. I like to throw you curveballs now and then.
You do. It's fine.
Yeah. Sorry. The Flash finale, for those of you that are interested in watching it.
It just aired last week, so if you need to binge, it comes out on Netflix Wednesday, the whole season.
The whole season. You can watch for love. Run the love. It's all about love. And Barry and Iris are parents to everyone and everything.
Over and over again.
And Iris has speed powers.
When it's convenient.
Yes, when they need her to. And Jay Garrick's speed powers are old man speed powers.
And back. But gone. Yes. But then they came back.
Right.
But then they were gone again. But now they're back.
Look, man.
He's going to be a Stargirl in a couple weeks anyway. So
I watched for the Diggle episode. It was really why I struggled through this season.
Wow, that's a lot of Flash to struggle through for Diggle.
I enjoyed Sue coming back. I thought she added a little bit of life to the show when she was there. She's totally over the top in everything she did, and I loved every second of it.
I would have taken her as a new character, like Allegra was to me, though.
Yeah,
I didn't need her to be Sue Dibney because,
right,
she's so not.
There's no point to it now.
And even besides that, she's not the way the character was in the comics, like at all.
Right. There's supposedly only this is going to be the last season as it stands right now, right?
Fingers crossed.
Right. I can do without Cecile.
Who is a huge part of this season. She must get paid less by the page than everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. She was real heavy at one point. I could do without her. I could do without the dual Caitlins. There was no need to break that off into a separate character.
No, especially not with the way they treated him this season.
No.
She's back.
She is. And Allegra really doesn't serve any purpose.
No, I don't know what they're trying to do with that character.
Her powers work. Her powers don't work. She's a flashlight. She's a battery charger. She uses love to make her powers go better and brighter.
Then her cousin died, and then her world ended.
Now, the guy that's the Chester P. Runk, I dig. Yeah. I like it. He's a good addition.
Yeah, I the new character's okay.
I grew into him more. I mean, obviously, I'm gonna lean towards Sisko because you spent 6 seasons with that guy, and he was,
you know. Yeah, I just wish they hadn't made Chunk skinny.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, in the comics, like, he was Wally West's buddy.
Right.
He was a big dude. And then when they did the new 52, they made him the new Wally West, who is the African-American young Wally West. They made him, like, a high school buddy of his. I've said that before, where this show screwed up Wally West is they made him too old to start, so you never got that big brother mentality with or uncle. You know, Uncle Barry, as opposed to weird stepbrother who's trying to bang his sister, Barry.
Yeah, and then there was the whole mention of Wally, and Wally's fixing the Zen.
He's meditating somewhere. He's
fixing the Zen. There's a Zen force too.
Yeah, I don't know why they went the direction they went with him on the show. It was really weird. I mean, I know he didn't last on Legends, and he started running his mouth because he wanted to do other things that clearly have been working out well for him.
Yep, that works for him. Michael B. Jordan. We mentioned him a lot, actually.
Yeah.
He is actually finally revealing that he's developing his own Superman series.
Which will probably be Val Zod.
It's going to be Val Zod from Earth 2, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah.
I want to see another take on the character that's not Clark Kent. I want to see another completely different brand of this character.
Well, yeah, and that's his philosophy.
Yeah.
So I feel like, why do I need to teach little kids to want to be Clark Kent if they're not ever going to be Clark Kent? Right. You can, like, this is, you can look up to this guy just as easy as Clark Kent. You know what I mean?
I know nothing about Val Zod, but all I know is that it's not Clark Kent. And while I am a huge Superman fan and a huge fan of the whole Clark Kent thing, I have no problem seeing something new and different and a whole nother story about a Superman character.
Yeah, just if it's not Clark Kent, I don't care what you do with it.
Yep, same. There was a quick little story about the scriptwriter from Man of Steel. And this is part of the reason why the WB just doesn't get, and why they're far, far behind. This was a quote he had to say, that it was a ridiculous note that the WB executives gave him for the ending of the movie Man of Steel. One note I got was on Man of Steel, where the ending involves Superman utilizing the pod that he arrived in as a child in order to bring down General Zod's ship. The note we got from the studio said, "You have to change that." We asked why. They said, because if Superman uses that pod and it's destroyed while saving the city, how is he ever going to get back home to Krypton? There was just this long pause, and we said, Krypton blew up. You saw 30 minutes of Krypton at the beginning of the movie where it blew up.
Wow.
That is a really good example of why the WB superhero movies are not doing what they wanted them to do.
Right.
You have the wrong people upstairs.
Plus Geoff Johns.
Yes. Yes. There are leaked pictures of the Batfleck Bat Cycle that are out there. You can go Google them if you'd like. They said it's not Ben Affleck in the suit.
He's very busy right now.
He's very busy down J-Lo.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
I did.
So that's why the WB is, it's part of the reason why they're so good right now. There was a Star Wars poster at Comic-Con that showed Luke and Grogu building a lightsaber.
Yeah, it's rumors are flying that Mandalorian Season 3 is already moving through filming.
And it's not fan art, because you know I don't like fan art. So I wouldn't even talk about it.
They wouldn't put fan art up at Comic-Con.
Would they? No. Knowingly?
Of a Disney property? No.
That's true. The other two things I have before we go to our
Motu.
Yep, that one. The What If recasting. So in the Marvel world, the What If series is the next series coming out in a couple weeks.
Right.
So two, three weeks?
Two. August 11th.
So they, from the MCU, Chris Hemsworth, Paul Rudd, Mark Ruffalo, Samuel Jackson, and Chadwick Boseman all reprise their MCU characters.
Right.
Iron Man is not voiced by Robert Downey Jr. Captain America also is not. Captain Marvel. The Collector apparently will be in it, but he's not voiced by Benicio del Toro.
Oh.
Doctor Strange is not, which is odd, but I guess not if he's actually filming and can't or couldn't.
No. It's been 3 years since they filmed What If. 2 years since they did What If, though.
So that's the only other one. So I don't know. I don't know why Doctor Strange they didn't.
Yeah, especially if he's going to run like a through line through it. That's disappointing.
Yeah. And the only other thing I have is it was the I lost it because that's what I do. Actress Jamila Jamil.
Yep.
Said she's Titanium. In the final month of shooting for She-Hulk.
It's exciting. Hopefully that comes out in like the winter.
I hope so.
Spring.
Did you hear the rumor about Hawkeye who might be in it?
No.
Big rumor starting to float around that Vincent D'Onofrio is in Hawkeye as Kingpin.
I did see that. Mm-hmm. And the Charlie Cox is like in everything now.
Yeah, apparently.
Because they're doing reshoots for something. And
I'm cool with it.
Oh, they're doing reshoots for Spider-Man. Apparently he's canceled a Comic-Con appearance that weekend when they're doing the reshoots.
Oh, okay. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I mean, bring that bridge.
Yeah, I'm in.
We'll see. Bridge that gap. All right. Here's where we're going to do this. And I'm going to do this.
Oh, look, a Netflix original anime series, Master of the Universe, Revelation. Wow, Revelation.
Revelation. If you have not seen the He-Man, actually, it's not even He-Man, it's Masters of the Universe. If you have not seen Masters of the Universe on Netflix, the 5-episode part one
series. Pause this. Go watch it. Come back. It's only like 2 hours.
Yeah, and we're only going to be talking about it for like 5-10 minutes tops.
Yeah.
Dropped on Friday.
It did.
Critic reviewed 94, 95, 96%. The reviews went through the roof for the critics.
Yeah.
Critics loved it.
See where it's at now.
Yeah. And then tell me what the fan reviews are now, because I know what they were on Friday.
Yeah.
Friday they were at 39%.
May have been bombed a little bit. It is 95% critic certified fresh, 33% audience score.
Oh, it went down. Oof.
So 38 critics have reviewed it. 2,724 non-critics have reviewed it.
That would be the fans, huh?
And have crushed it. So stuff we didn't know before it came out. So there's 10 episodes total.
Of is this season show. One and two? Or is this
season one.
Okay.
They dropped 5. I think it's the whole. I don't think there's going to be a season 2.
No, there is. That's the webpage I have up is the first season of Masters of the Universe Revelation delivered on an exclusive title. But when can fans expect to see season 2? So
it's no, five. It's one. It's season 1, but they split it.
It's season 1, part 1.
Yeah, it's 10 episodes in season 1.
Okay.
We got the first 5 episodes of season 1. What did so you they think? Filmed all of them and they're all done.
Mm-hmm.
But Netflix chose to split them.
Right. Right.
What did you
personally think?
I thought it was fine. I was bored quite a bit.
Yeah.
So anybody that's watched it, you know, obviously, hopefully you've watched it if you're still listening. It was very big on not He-Man and changing the status quo in general. Which, and my thing is, if you want me to get excited about something that I watched when I was a kid, keep it similar to what I was watching when I was a kid. You know, don't change it up for me to try and be like, oh, this needs to come to modern, like a modern thought process or anything like that. Or we need to make this darker now that everybody's older. Like, I'm tired of this new trope of we're going to take your heroes and we're going to kill them. And we're going to tell a story and then we'll probably bring them back. Cause you know, it's still comic books and animation and then, but
we're going to bring them back. And then,
oh, Kevin Smith basically said they're going to bring him. No, Kevin Smith. Yeah. But he's coming back again. There's a huge fight scene between him and Skeletor in episode 7.
But, oh no, I know. But
so like, he's coming back again. So, but like, so why keep doing that in the story? Like, it's such a tired trope. And for one of the writers being a guy that makes his career bashing other people's poor writing choices, not Kevin Smith, Mark Bernardin, who writes on the show. Mm-hmm. He let this stuff go through that they wrote on this show is just like, man, why? Like, let's make a fun show.
I didn't have as much of a problem with it. I didn't have a problem with the focus shifting from He-Man to Teela for four episodes. I didn't have a problem with that journey and the fact that they were able to flesh out other characters that you basically just got as sidekicks and henchmen for, you know, those of us that watched it when we were younger. I didn't have a problem with them fleshing them out. I thought some of that was a little on the duller side, some of it, but at the same time, I didn't hate it. I don't love it to the point where I'm going to be like, yay, this was the best show ever.
Yeah, it was fine.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the twist of killing him in the beginning. The journey to find him, finding him in his paradise, and then him coming back and instantly being stabbed by Skeletor was awesome. I thought that was great. That was one of those, holy shit, did he really just do that?
Right.
Knowing, of course, that you're not killing him again and that he never was dead. I mean, I guess in the show, technically he was dead. He was in paradise, which heaven.
I guess for me, there's such a huge cast they're looking for. And the fact that along the way, and again, you know, whatever, everybody comes back. But like, it was such a short amount of time to try. I feel like there's way too much story they tried to tell too quickly, where they just had to gloss over like big things because they were like, we're going to tell this huge story in 10 episodes that could take 20, but we're going to cram it into 10.
Right. Like, well, that's the same thing they did with Loki.
The fact that you have Teela Andora, I think is her name, right?
Who?
And
the other girl? No, it was Andrea, I think it was.
I think it was Andora.
Was it Andora?
I don't think it was Andrea. It's not He-Man, Man-at-Arms, and Andrea.
That would be awesome.
And then you have Evil-Lyn, right? And then you have the two guys, Man-at-Arms family, right?
Yep.
Roboto and vaguely remember that too.
Huh? Andra. A-N-D-R-A, yeah.
Andra, okay. Mm-hmm. And then you have Orko, right? Right. So out of the five people that you have on this journey, you kill the two guys. Right? You kill the poor one who just wants redemption and wants to be a good guy. You get rid of him. Then you get rid of the other one who's Man-at-Arms' son, who he doesn't want to go because he's him as his younger self.
Wait, which one was Man-at-Arms' son?
Roboto.
Roboto. Yeah.
Imprinted from Manar's New. Then you kill him off. But like the sacrifice didn't mean anything because we didn't get development of those guys. Because it's not like anybody was developed on the old show.
I didn't know Justin Long was Roboto. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. I looked at the cast list a lot when I watched it, and I was like, man, I remember when I was so impressed that this was announced. And then I watched Invincible. And
right.
But yeah, I ended up being more than a little bit disappointed with just that direction of it. You know, then you get Adam back and I was like, oh great, okay. Now Adam's gone again. I thought Lena Headey was fantastic.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the arc that they played with Evil Lyn. But I see what you're saying. I guess I just didn't have as big an issue with it at that point. I was just like, eh.
And I don't have, like, I know I'm saying, you know, complaints about it, and that's exactly what the guys that wrote the show do, right?
Right.
But I want my reminiscence of childhood to be, like, fun. It's my same problems with the Justice League movie, right? And the Zack Snyder's view on it. Like, I want Super Friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, I want a good time. Like I want these characters to be bright and hopeful and enjoyable and be able to take my kids to see it.
It was this was definitely a darker take on.
Yeah, like I wouldn't consider this a kid's show.
No, just because
especially not with Evil Insane bollocks. Like Jesus.
Just because it's animated doesn't mean it's a.
No, but it's being billed as a kid's show.
Yeah, this was not as much of a kid show as, because in the original cartoon, nothing ever really died.
No,
they got punched, they got hit, they got wounded, they got dragged away.
Right, and so I mean, look, kids now, like my kids watch all this crazy anime, but like in Dragon Ball Z, nobody dies in Dragon Ball. Right. Just all go to heaven.
Right.
Well, and then they come back.
They went to heaven, and then he came back.
Yeah.
And then he got stabbed in the chest again.
Yeah, and we'll see who else goes. Yeah, but I thought it was cool to see some of the characters. I was excited to see, like, I thought the Merman stuff with Kevin Conroy being Merman was great. I didn't remember. I'd have to watch again for that line, Charles. I don't remember Teela saying Evelyn has a Skeletor in her closet.
Oh, no, I don't. I watched it and I was coherent. When I watched it, so I remember a lot of it, but I don't remember that either.
No, I'll have to go.
I did know the original voice of Skeletor, but they gave him Mossman, and that was the only other thing that was the one small little thing I had a problem with. And I love Mark Hamill. Mark Hamill is a sensational voice actor.
Yeah,
but you can't tell me you didn't watch that screen, and every time Skeletor talked, you didn't see the Joker.
Well, not only that, I was like, Mark Hamill's been like billed as the guy for this forever.
Yeah.
And he was in like 7 minutes.
Skeletor's only in 5 episodes.
Well, yeah, he was only in 2.
Right.
Three, like, because he had the scene on the boat.
Right. And I don't know. I don't know if you're bringing Orko back.
Pretty sure they are.
Yeah, killing him off was. Yeah. I know they're scoring some of the episodes for the second half of this. Like yeah. It's done, but it's not completed.
No, there's no
release date.
Yeah, it's, hopefully they don't sit on it.
Yeah.
For too long, I don't think they can afford to sit on it for too long. Because, like I said, it wasn't long enough to me to justify a break.
Right, and so Kevin Smith wrote 5 episodes. He's credited on 5. Mark is credited on 2.
I know Kevin wrote the first one.
Right, and he directed the first one.
No, he didn't direct any of them. He's not. Okay. He wrote the first and the fifth.
Okay.
I believe.
And Mark, it doesn't say.
Mark wrote the third.
Third?
Eric, the guy that wrote on Supergirl, wrote the second, and I don't remember her name, wrote the fourth one.
Right. He wrote Comes With Everything You See Here and The Most Dangerous Man in Eternia were Mark's.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
The Comes With Everything You See Here is the 10th episode.
Oh, okay.
According to Rotten Tomatoes.
Interesting.
So we'll see. But I mean, you know, it's we'll give us some time. I'm not angry at it because it was too woke. I'm just angry at it because it wasn't.
Right.
You know, I don't need you to take my childhood and make it all death and doom and gloom. Like, just keep it cool and happy.
Yeah.
You know, so that I want my kids to see it. That's all.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. That was it. That's all I got is after the He-Man stuff. It's again, it was a little bit, even with the Comic-Con, it was a slower week.
Yeah, all good. We got stuff coming out soon. I think this might be another slow week, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Frank, I'll have time to get caught up on some stuff.
I'll put together a list next week.
Oh, it's been a while for a list. A list sounds good. I'll see what I can find to watch. Maybe you'll watch the Tomorrow War.
Maybe. I will. That's actually all my thing too. I want to, you know, let to see what happens with the Motorcycle Club this week.
You should. But hey, thanks everybody for watching and listening. As always, we appreciate every single one of you. You know, feel free anytime to come hop in the chat, like Charles and Jason today, Josh, you know, and check out him on Twitch at Shakespeare, S-H-K-S-P.
Yes.
E-R?
No. Yep. twitch.tv/S. H-K-S-P-E-A-R.
Check him out. You can find us on all the social medias at GeekSpot News, Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, all the different places. And we thank you for finding the Geek Spot with us again this week.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.
See ya.